I would say one. Yeah, I would say one thing. You've got to compare the very models you've got. I would predict that from our study of the question of origin of life, that a naturalistic origin of life is astronomically unlikely. Well, we know life exists on at least one planet, and my suggestion then is that is an indication that the model is wrong, and we have another alternative model, that is, God has intervened to do some of these things, and therefore it can happen. And then the question is, how often has God chosen to do it, to which he has given us no revelation to my knowledge. The other sheets that are not this whole, as far as I can tell, is a reference to the Gentiles in its context, and not a reference to extraterrestrials. Perry has a remark in this area that might be of some interest, and that's the question of why haven't we been contacted by extraterrestrials?
Yes. When certain people back 10, 15 years ago were looking at the possibility that there might be other intelligent beings in the universe, they were operating on a set of assumptions that really made the existence of life pretty much the same in terms of probabilities as the existence of planets that were like the Earth. And basically, it was very posh to think that if there was another planet like the Earth, with the definition of an Earth-like planet that I gave, elsewhere in the galaxy, then most likely life would have evolved on it, and we would have beings that are as or more intelligent than we are. Therefore, there should be a lot of signals out there that these civilizations are sending out, both to try to contact other civilizations in the galaxy, and also simply because they too would have radio and television, and these signals escape from the planet and would be picked up by some other intelligent beings as well. The problem with that, we haven't found any. And a question that was asked by a great physicist by the name of Enrico Fermi towards the middle of this particular century was, where are they? We should have received signals by now. And he argued the very fact that we haven't had any contact whatsoever ever with other intelligences in the galaxy is an indication that they really aren't there. And so I would say from a naturalistic standpoint, as Bob has said, the probabilities of life arising by chance are so astronomically small that even if we have 4 billion Earth-like planets in the galaxy, that is peanut compared to the probability that life would have arisen. And so I would say, from natural means, I'm convinced that life would not have arisen. God may have put life on other planets, however. But suppose some space probe goes into one of the moons of the solar system, let's say examines Titan, or examines one of the moons of Jupiter, and we find something that is alive. What does that do to our faith? To my mind, that says nothing to the historicity of the Bible. The Bible tells us what God has done here on earth. Finding life elsewhere says nothing to what Jesus has done here on this earth. It changes nothing in the history. God has not told us that this is the only place that he has created life. We know that there are other beings that exist, angels, demons, etc. And so what I would say is, although secularists will use life existing elsewhere in the solar system or the universe as proof that the Bible isn't true, we should not be taken in by that argument, because the historical material in the Bible is true whether there is life that exists elsewhere or not. And so we continually keep coming back to what the Bible says. And that would be my answer to life being found elsewhere.